This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Can I just read you a couple of texts? By the way, You can text us anytime, 51059. And especially on Fridays, we really like the happy texts, okay?
Yeah.
Let's keep it happy, people.
Yeah, you don't mind.
First of all, somebody went kind of off on us a little bit that we're being sexist.
About what?
Well, because we're just calling Jeff Bezos by his given name, but we're calling her Dirty Sanchez.
Yes.
And so that's not fair. It's very sexist. Why are we painting the woman like that with a bad name? Because, you know, she was dirty because she broke up his marriage.
Yes.
That's why we call her Dirty Sanchez. And why aren't we calling him Dirty Bezos?
Yes, because he broke up her marriage.
Yeah, right.
So it works both ways.
So it kind of is sexist.
So why are you doing that?
Okay.
I've got my questions, too.
Okay. Yeah, it's all me. You're right. I apologize. Number two, if my husband showed up with a Valentine, I would think that he was dying of cancer.
Really?
Is that the saddest thing ever?
I will say this.
That's so sad.
A guy like me, and obviously your husband, You just text, a guy like me, we set the bar low, okay? And so, therefore, from year to year, not that much is expected. So anything that we do, and I am whispering, but anything we do is above and beyond.
It's amazing.
It's above and beyond.
Okay.
So a dozen roses, boom, at the workplace, woo, because the bar is low.
Low.
I mean, it's way down here.
Yeah. Okay.
So even the bar is so low, it's so low that even if you forget the roses, you're still going to skate by for the most part, you know?
Well, and that reminds me, you know, it's my analogy of once I sat on the glass at the LA Kings game for hockey.
Yeah.
And then the next time I sat way up in the nosebleeds, I never want to go to a hockey game again.
Right.
Once you sat on the glass.
The bar was way too high. Yeah. And that's how you have to treat holidays, birthdays.
And apparently women.
Valentine's
Christmas. Is what you're saying.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Look, ladies, you set the bar very low for us guys as it is.
What? Wait, what does that mean?
Well, we get ripped off when it comes to gifts.
Are you kidding?
We never get great gifts.
Oh, my gosh.
It's always the other way.
I shower you in gifts.
Jamie, you haven't even given us our gifts from Christmas
yet.
They're
in the car.
They're in your car. We haven't had them. They're still in the car.
You know why they're still in the car? Because Schmadil hurt his back and his neck, and he can't go get them.
Just say
it. I shower you with gifts.
Guys get ripped off.
Yeah.
The bar is really low.
You do.
There's no bar.
You're right. I mean, honestly, does Lisa do anything for you for Valentine's Day?
I'm thinking.
Well, because you're gonna be in trouble if you said
maybe
no.
Maybe a card.
You know, because you're gonna be in trouble.
But it's not.
If you say no and she did, she's gonna be mad at you.
I'm gonna leave that one open. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not gonna answer. Okay.
Hey, does Shayna do anything for you, Sean?
Typically, she does. She'll get me a little card or one of some. We do chocolate hearts and stuff like that. Nothing big.
Yeah. Sounds hot.
Yeah,
it's sounds like hot. She keeps the bar low too.
Yeah. Yeah. She matches my bar.
No, but I mean, you guys are right though. All in all, like, we don't do a lot for your own Valentine's.
You don't. You don't do anything.
It's our, you know what it is? It's our day.
But it's not supposed to be.
But I know.
That's sexist. That's sexist in itself. You're turning Valentine's Day into a sexist day now.
I'm fine with that.
That it's all your day?
It's my day.
What about the dude?
No,
the dude gets something, right?
No, the dude gets me something.
Just saying.
I'm just saying, too. It's like, it's our day. Show me how much you love me, BJ.
Jamie.
What?
Don't come over here.
But I will tell you this, since your wife just had a baby, because I've had a kid, we kind of like, we don't want you guys to touch us and all that crap and like stay away from us. It's all about the kid. You don't know what you're doing and you're on my nerves. That's usually how it goes down for all women that have children at the, you know, at the start of it. But then Valentine's Day comes around and oh my God, we have to put out. God, it's the worst day.
Oh, man.
We're like, oh my God, I just want to be with my baby and just, I want you to go away and just, you know, whatever. But now I have to put out and it's like required. Ugh.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of a thing.
Should have told me that earlier.
Yeah, sorry. You might want to shower up, buddy.
Yeah. DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.